TalkSport.net is the website.
TalkSport.net. Okay.
Are you near a computer now?
Look up TalkSport.net over there on the web and see what you come up with.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
And then you'll have Bob Sturm who will look that up for me.
Good old okay. Bob.
Good on Bob.
I'm in the middle of a prank call.
He's looking
right
up
now.
A sperm.
You're not. George, you are not in the middle of a prank call.
George, you're going to have to apologize, May, in a minute.
You're on national.
So what
radio.
Part of England are you? What part of London are you broadcasting?
We're in London.
From?
We're from kind of close to Waterloo.
Just station.
Waterloo?
Yeah, the big station.
So that's a real big station. You guys have met your Waterloo.
Don and Ben.
Yeah, that's the way it went down 13 years ago. It's 6 o'clock on the ticket. You got the Musers from London, Giorgio Jr. and Gordo. We've got all sorts of news on the Cowboys coming up for you here in 15 minutes, but we start our show with a special treat for those who weren't with us earlier. We have two very popular talk show hosts here from London, England. The guys who were on the other side of the line 13 years ago that I thought was a wind-up, but it was not. It's a very legitimate show that's still on the air here at TalkSport. Hawksby and Jacobs, Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs. Good morning.
Good afternoon. Sorry, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm forgetting about, yes, of course. Good morning, yes.
Morning, yeah.
I would just like to start with, again, like I said, 13 years ago, the day after that, I am so sorry. You guys are nice. You've been so hospitable here at TalkSport, the nicest people in the world, and I acted like such a jerk 13 years ago because I thought you were friends of a jerk that I know. So I am sorry again.
Do a lot of pranking in American radio. Is it very
we do.
Common?
Yeah, as we've gotten older, we haven't done quite as much as we used to. But, man, we used to prank call each other all the time. So it sounded just so fake to me.
Did you think we were Brits, or do you think we were kind of Americans doing a Brit accent?
I thought we were Dick Van Dyke.
I think they probably did. Probably I sound a lot like him anyway. God bless you, Governor. No mistake.
Is he, by the way, is he known for having the worst fake British accent ever?
He was talking about it recently. He was coached by an Irishman. When he came over to make Mary Poppins, he was coached by an Irishman, not a Cockney. So that's how he ended up with this odd... He said it's one of the lowest points of his career.
No, that's what threw me, because the accents, at least to me, seem so legitimate. So I thought, well, the guy that you thought was Corby, must know someone from London, and therefore he's got these great voices.
That's very elaborate.
I know, very elaborate.
He must have really wanted to get you.
Yes.
What had you done to him?
Oh, plenty. Yeah. Well, we had just done a wind-up to a guy that was on his show. I was a fake show out of Chicago, and I had fake commercials and everything.
Oh, wow.
So I thought they were taking it to the next level, an international show with fake commercials and everything.
And setting up a spoof website and having spoof output and employing other spoof presenters. It was hundreds of thousands of dollars to make that.
I was a typical conspiracy theorist. I just, kept adding layers onto it. Oh, this is how deep
incredible.
It is now.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you guys remember when you got to the first commercial break, did you say to yourselves, I can't believe this idiot? Or did you say, boy, this is great radio? Or
I listened back to it fall this morning. I think we were a bit shocked. We couldn't quite see why. We didn't know the culture of pranking, so we wondered why it was just why you felt like that. So and you'd obviously not seen the story. So.
No. But the question is, did Jerry Halliwell have an affair with Dirk Nowitzki?
Can you shed any light on that?
We never answered that.
There's a Liberty Noodles, but no, and see, I didn't even know about that restaurant, because I live outside of Dallas, so I don't know all the hot spots in Dallas and all that. But, well, congratulations for still being on the air. You guys are doing great here, aren't you?
Yeah, we are, but same to you, too.
So. Thanks.
And welcome to London for the
the
third American football game. It's gone mad. It's like America Junior.
I think it's been overall now. How many of this?
Yeah,
is the third regular
season.
Third this season, yeah.
Third,
how many how many regular season games have there been now? It's been quite a few, seven or eight.
We're in week nine. Mm. We're going to week nine.
No, in London.
Yeah, they're adding more and more each year. I think they started with one and then a couple and now three, and they're talking about more next year.
It'll be interesting to see what the crowd's like on Sunday, because so far they've been fantastic.
Sold out, right?
Really, again.
Do you guys spend any time talking about it on Talk Sport?
We do.
Yeah, we do. We normally have a guest on Friday. We have a good relationship with the NFL, but it's football, soccer is the thing here.
Yeah.
But it's very popular.
Yeah, we had Mick Luckhurst came in before
not
the Falcons.
Mick Luckhurst.
No, I don't know who Mick Luckhurst is. He's the German Mick Luckhurst.
He is, actually, yeah.
Mick Bratwurst.
He
came in and was great, but he is, of course, a Brit who played American football. We tend to get guests. We've had some great names in over the past world of American football, haven't we? We've had Reggie Bush came in.
Oh, Reggie Bush,
that
wow.
was fantastic.
Yeah, I knew Walter Payton. I got to
did you really?
Yeah, the great Walter Payton.
Did one of you guys used to really write for the Two Ronnies?
I did, yeah.
Did you really?
I did a little
Man,
bit,
I love that show.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't write the I Like Trucking song, did you? Or Got Bad Habits song, did you?
No, I did one of their musical numbers. It was a Hell's Angels barn dance. It may still be on YouTube somewhere. I don't know.
How long have you guys done a show together?
15 years.
It was 15 years in January. We've been doing it full time. So about 17 years altogether. We used to work in TV together in sort of TV production and development. Andy produced a big kind of a comedy soccer show over here for years, and I joined him on that.
Okay.
And we just kind of got on and had a bit of a rapport, and it kind of led into this, really.
We're still getting away with it.
Yes, I'm
there. Do you have Movember in America?
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard you talking about that yesterday.
I know you've not noticed it, really. It's a very sorry
I get my magnifying glass.
George, you look like you're paying for Beardvember. I don't know.
I'll support you and shave it down to a mustache for the rest of the week. How about that? Yeah.
So have you got to see the team? Do you get to sort of go and
We're
going to
go out there this afternoon, yeah. We missed the practice, but we'll go out and do some interviews this afternoon.
Do the players like coming here? Do they enjoy it?
I think you'd find mixed reviews, I mean, after you get real beat up and they're in a two-game losing streak, and now you're coming over here, it's probably the last thing you feel like you want to do.
Mm. Plus, they don't get to sightsee. They just come over here and practice and play and go home. So I think they'd probably rather stay home because they don't get to the tourist stuff.
So what is Dallas to here is what about sort of 8-9 hour flight, is it?
Oh. Yeah, about 8 hours, 8.5 hours, something like that.
So that's even longer than, say, a coast-to-coast flight, sort of west to east, isn't it, really? So
across our country?
Yeah,
I would say it's about the equivalent of if you left Texas and went to Hawaii. It's about the same sort of flight.
Yeah. So, I mean, better weather than if you come here.
But see, this feels good to us. I was telling someone earlier, you know, we've been so hot in Texas. We're in the hundreds during the summer, and we've had a particularly hot October. We've been in the 80s and 90s. This feels great to us.
Yeah.
You guys probably get tired of this, though, don't you?
Well, actually, we've had the same thing. I mean, it's only just turned cold this week.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
I've been to Dallas, actually. I went for a soccer tournament, a youth soccer tournament years ago. I was editor-in-chief of a soccer magazine called World Soccer, and we came over to the Dallas Cup,
yeah.
Which was a great tournament, brilliantly run tournament, and used to see a lot of the stars kind of who are now playing at the top level coming through at 15, 16. That was a great city. I really enjoyed it.
Is there an MLS franchise in Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah, is it successful?
They're doing okay. Yeah, they're doing okay.
But it's football, isn't it? It's high school football. It's college football.
It's that, and your soccer, I think, plays better over there than our soccer does.
Mm.
You know?
Premier League.
It's like, Premier League, like Junior's an Arsenal fan.
Okay. Yeah, he's a huge Arsenal fan.
He's got something to add.
He never told us that.
Yeah, so 5 years ago I did an on-air experiment where I decided to adopt a team because we knew very little about football, English football. So I just randomly chose Arsenal, thought they had a cool name. I watched every game that year, and I was hooked. And so now a lot of people are doing that in the United States, and I think that's the best way. They just randomly pick a team. We've got a guy on our station who follows Liverpool. Someone else we knew followed Fulham until they got knocked down.
But you can still follow them when they get knocked down.
Yeah.
You don't just desert them like a rat deserting a sinking ship. That's not being supportive.
I know, that's true.
Let's find another Premier League team.
But you know, one reason I chose Arsenal is because all the games are televised in the U.S., which isn't the case with Fulham, which over here you probably get to see them or go to them. But over there I had to pick a team that I knew I could watch every week. But it's great. I love the sport. I've gotten really into it, and I can see why it's getting so big in the United States.
George, you adopted a team? Is there
No. I don't.
Can I recommend Tottenham?
This is
my team.
Fulham and Blackpool tonight.
Wow, that'd be good.
I know that's not
you say that.
I heard they're both bad.
Yeah,
it could be terrible, actually, to be honest. That's not the best game you could have picked.
So what percentage of your show do you talk about football, soccer?
Wow. It's probably about, you'd probably say about, I mean, some shows more than ours. We probably do more other sports than any other show on the station. So I'd probably say I'm still about 70%, 75%.
And 30% Rita Ora.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, like, bit of showbiz nonsense. We also do it like cricket. Again, that's not going to play particularly well back home at the moment. But we do a lot of cricket. We do a lot of golf around the big tournaments. I would imagine we'll be chatting to our golf correspondent, Bob Bubka, today.
Steve Williams
is caddy, of course. His long-term caddy has retired. He was with Adam Scott, so we'll be chatting about that. That was an interest. $10 million for carrying someone's bag.
Not a bad gig.
Yeah, it's a good gig.
Not a bad gig. All right. So, okay. But y'all goof off too, though. Like you said, you did some entertainment stuff too, right?
Yeah, we both came from a sort of sports comedy background in terms of sort of writing and producing. So,
Gordo's our goof off guy. He's a columnist and he's done some TV too.
And my question is, does it annoy you that every American basically thinks that everyone in London is just a member of Monty Python? Everybody's just like, that's all we know about London.
Well, I was impressed with the two Ronnies. That's great.
Yeah, those two Ronnies. Well, I actually do have a question about Python. Have you guys met any of the Pythons?
Have we met Michael Palin? Didn't we interview him? I'm sure he came in.
Yeah, Michael Palin. I met Terry Gilliam once or twice in a past life.
Yeah, he's American. I'm not interested.
Well, he's still a Python. But sadly not Carol Cleveland. We didn't meet her in a pomp, did we, really? No. He was a member of the team. But I've never met Cleese or any of those guys, have you?
No, not really.
The trouble is they're just not hanging around waiting to be met by us.
They haven't got anything to sell. Well, sometimes they have, but in general, that's our guests.
We have one up on them. We had Terry Jones in studio.
Yeah. We did have Terry Jones. That was
pretty
cool.
It was awesome.
Yeah. British accent.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's something else we've discussed. Every American thinks that they can, talk British. We really can't.
Isn't that horrible? That is horrible.
I quite like that.
He says it's horrible.
Do you like it? I don't think he can do it. I think it sounds horrible when he does
it. It's a happy holiday with Mary. It's one of those, isn't it?
All right, let's hear your American accent.
Go on, Andy.
Hey there. My name's Harry Lemon. I'm reporting on what's your station called? I can't even remember.
It's called The Ticket. Yeah. Go ahead and try it in your Harry Lemon voice.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Ticket. Great news, etc.
Now let's hear yours.
Oh, mine? I don't do an American accent. I do a slightly camp one. Someone on the red carpet. A bit like
Cooper,
Joan
Cooper.
Rivers with laryngitis.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you think we would be found out if we did try to talk in a British accent, like on the streets, or they would look at us like, man, that is so fake.
It's always a London. I'll tell you what I do know. Whenever I travel a lot in the States, and you go around the States, and we were saying yesterday, when you go to the kind of bits where you don't get a lot of tourists, when you're off the coast or in bits of the States where you don't get a lot of British tourists, you order a drink, you order some food, and they don't hear what you say, they're just listening to the accent.
Right, yeah.
And I don't think we do that in the same way in this country, but they kind of look at you blankly. Yeah. And then you say, yes, it was a beer and a Coke. And they just send a nod. Nod and smile.
We do love American deep voiceovers, though. We have a lot of that in our adverts. Commercials, in 7 days. You know,
in a world. Selling films.
But
selling
which films. Everything was forbidden.
That's
very popular.
Well, I have to say, this is a really nice city. Everyone's been so accommodating, and it really is a beautiful place. Yeah, we've had a great time here.
Good.
And so great to get you guys on the show after 13 years.
Yeah, well, listening back again, it brought back a lot of memories. We sound a lot younger. Don't we notice that? We look like children.
Hello. Hello, George.
That's true.
Hi.
Oh, man. Well, you guys got a show to do. We'll let you go do your show. And thank you so much for jumping on with us this morning.
No, it's a pleasure. Good to see you guys. And enjoy your trip and enjoy the game of the weekend.
I love you.
And Gordon says he loves you. So there you go. We all love Hawksby and Jacobs from Talk Sport.